At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Please welcome.
It's the opening kickoff with Carver and Lisi.
Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM, channel 159. Great to have everybody with us on. That's right. It's a Friday night heading into the weekend on the grid. A lot going on. Big night of baseball. Why am I such in a good mood? When you get two bell rings in a matter of moments, that gets you excited. So Christian Yelich for the Brewers, Matt Chapman for the Giants, just in a matter of moments with each other. So that gets you cooking here. Cooking on a Friday night. And lots of baseball because it is Friday night. We'll talk about all the games going on. Yankees, Dodgers later on at Chavez Ravine. Rematch of the World Series. We'll do plenty. Knicks, Pacers, Game 6 tomorrow night in Indiana. Our Stanley Cup final matchup is set. Panthers and Oilers, Game 1 on Wednesday night. We've got the golf heading into the weekend with the Memorial. Not a lot of guys under par. I think only 11. As we make the turn into the weekend, lots of opportunities out there with Nick the Dentist Taylor and Bermuda Ben Griffin, both in the lead at 7-under. We'll try to go after those guys, maybe even with Scotty, who knows. We'll see if maybe we can put it with the golf with him here this evening. Mike Carver with you. Sans Joe, as it's been all week. Joe's been out on assignment. He will be back with us on Monday as we get cooking here on CNL. We do have, of course, stopping by this hour, Coach James Young will be here. We'll talk about this Knicks Pacer game tomorrow night, get all the preview and the breakdowns from Coach. Gentleman George will be back, hour number two, George Kurtz, for all this heavy baseball night. And, of course, Yankees-Dodgers, which me and George are very excited about, that will be going on later. Let's get you growing with what's happening right now, though, here. And that is really live right now. It is all baseball for us this evening. There is no playoff action. All those series are over except the Knicks and the Pacers. 5-1 Brewers. I just mentioned to you Christian Yelich, a three-run shot off of this Banks, this lefty they brought in to the Phillies. Walker was in lots of trouble, gave up a double to Cheerio, hello. And then Yelich, Oppo Taco, three-run shot, 5-1 Brewers now in the top of the fifth inning. And I got Yelich in that DraftKings King of the Diamond tonight, too. So can the Brewers now add on? Extend. Let's get a lot of runs from the Brewers now here and maybe get ourselves a nice King of the Diamond in it, if possible. Next, Blue Jays up 3-2 on the A's. A's actually scoring some runs tonight, which is nice to see. The Mets have a 2-0 lead on Colorado. Top of the fourth inning at Citi Field. Giants up 2-0 on the Marlins. Mentioned Chapman homered there. Top of the fourth against our pal Cal Quantrill. Angels up 1-0 on the Guardians, top of the fourth inning in Cleveland. Braves up 1-0 on the Red Sox, bottom third. Of course, Giolito going tonight. He's held the Braves to one so far. He is a gas can, so we are hoping that we can get some more runs out of him coming up shortly. The Cardinals and the Rangers are starting as we speak. In Arlington, we still have Rays, Astros, Tigers, Royals, Nats, Diamondbacks, Pirates, Padres, Twins, Mariners, and of course, Yankees, Dodgers, Max Fried, and Tony Gonsolin tonight. That is also an Apple TV game. So make sure you go, if you haven't, you go get your free month of Apple TV if you want to watch the Yankees and the Dodgers tonight in a marquee game for baseball. So that's really what we have in terms of live action. We will discuss a little bit about the hockey because we do have the matchup set. They're not going to play until Wednesday, but we have some time to do it. We'll see what George likes later on as well. And I want to get the golf numbers up too as we get going. Of course, Hit Burbell is with us as always. Matthias, happy Friday night to you. Good to see you as always. And I saw that. Let's see if hopefully Matthias is in action.
Ready to roll, baby.
I can hear him.
Right. Ready to roll, baby.
Now, I was, believe it or not, because of something that was going on with the show earlier, I had to glance through the French Open lines before for a reason, and I saw that your boy Fonseca has a dog in his next match. Did I see that? He's a dog when in his next match? Is that tomorrow morning, I would guess, or late tonight?
Yeah, it's tomorrow morning. You know, he's playing the young Brit, Jack Draper. He should be an underdog. Draper is a proven young tennis player, an elite player that could play five-set tennis now. So, yeah, Draper should be favored, and it'll be a tough match. Fonseca's going to have the crowd, man. He could hit through this guy. That's the thing. That's what makes his kid so special. It's not that he could just hit the ball back. It's that he could hit through guys who are heavy hitters. So, you know, you don't really see young kids being able to do that unless it was like Carlos Alcaraz, which made him a really special player. You know, when he started beating elite level tennis players when he was 18, because he could hit, you know, because he could hit the ball so damn hard, man. That's what this kid Fonseca has. When he's on it, he could beat anybody, Mike. So, you know, if you take him and he wins, you know, you're going to be a big Fonseca fan. And if you take him and he loses, you know, he's going to make some mistakes. You know, he's a young kid. He sometimes shouldn't be hitting the ball as hard as he does. But that's what makes him so special right now. It's the fact that he plays so loose and he's just letting it rip. You know what I mean? It's like it's nice when you see the youth just like play with such open style of tennis. And you know, with anything, when you're young, you don't feel the pressure of having to succeed yet because he hasn't won anything major yet. So he doesn't have that, you know, I have to continue to succeed type of play. So right now we're really seeing this flair and the crowd loves him. Hate him, you know, win or lose, the crowd's going to keep loving him. So he's playing with open flair right now. It's going to be a fun match tomorrow. Alcaraz looking a little shaky today too.
He's not going to be.
He can, Mike. He can.
You know,
he can.
I don't know.
He can.
You know,
he can do
he
it.
Can beat this guy tomorrow. Come on.
You know, it wouldn't surprise me. Yeah, you know, it wouldn't surprise me. It seems like that. It seems like this type of tournament. It's so open right now. You know, DeZoomer had Alcaraz on his heels today. Alcaraz right now is a tournament favorite at +105 in comparison to any other player, Sinner, Djokovic. Alcaraz right now is a favorite. And he was getting pushed around by a guy who probably shouldn't be, you know, who shouldn't have made it as far into this tournament as he did. And this guy, DeZoomer. And he had him on his heels. I got to admit, he was moving him around. And Alcaraz looked tired, pissed, hitting the balls into the sky. You know, just disgruntled for how young he is. And, you know, anybody could take this thing right now. This five-set tennis match, man, you know, if you get a cramp, you're kind of screwed. You know, Arthur Fields, he was a big he was a big favorite against Munar a last round. And he got a cramp in the third set. You know, he was flying the Frenchman. First two sets, he had the crowd killing it, destroying it. Third set, he gets a cramp in his leg or something, and he just collapses, Mike. He barely squeaked by the match. Right. 1 in 5 sets. Yeah. You know, but this tournament's crazy.
Yeah, it is a crazy tournament. And is there UFC tomorrow night? Is there a UFC fight tomorrow?
Yeah, there is a UFC fight tomorrow. Right. And I was afraid to take Macy Barber.
I don't know. It's a crap. I want to go to the card right now. We got to go to break, but I'll get the UFC picks from you later, too.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
Great to have you aboard here for us. So we've got all the baseball cooking right now. 5-1 Brewers lead the Phillies. Make it 6-2 for the Blue Jays now as they got a homer from Clement. Bottom third, you know, they pounded the A's last night. It would not surprise me if that ends up being the case again this evening. Mets up 3-0 now. They got a Starling Marte home run. 2-0 Giants lead the Marlins, 1-0 Angels, 1-0 Braves. The Rays have now gotten out in front very quickly. Caballero with a homer to start things off for them. And I saw the Tigers got two runs in the first inning as well. That would be a two-run homer from Riley Green. We're not going to lie, I thought about Green today. He's been smoking the ball. Lots of high exit velo lately for Riley Green. Lots of barrels for him, and thought about putting him in, but I, you know, that it's not a great hitting situation in Kansas City. It really hasn't been all year so far. But maybe tonight we get something. Riley Green gets things cooking on the Tiger side of things. And they have also started in Texas, where it is scoreless between the Cardinals and the Rangers. We do have four late night games, which we will definitely get to at some point. Probably with George in the second hour, including the main event tonight, which is the Yankees and the Dodgers out at Chavez Ravine for this evening. We left last night. We ended up with a bunch of really good stuff coming in. Josh Hart got the double-double, barely. He got a couple points at the end. He needed like 3 bounds in the last 5 or 6 minutes of the game, and he was able to get it. But we got the Josh Hart, along with a very easy over 1.5 in the third period. Matias, I think that over 1.5 in the third period last night hit in like the first 5 minutes in the Dallas Edmonton.
It did,
game.
Mike.
It was fast.
It did right away.
Right?
It was very fast.
Were you on that too? Did you follow George with that as well, Matias?
I did not. I did not. Okay. I did have the Panthers, actually. Or not the Panthers, excuse me. I had the Oilers minus 2.5. Okay. I had the Oilers minus 2.5, Mike. So that empty net goal, that last empty net goal by Kapanen he banked off of the wall. Oh man, wow. Jump for glory! What a great empty netter for me.
That's a real good empty netter for you, is right, because you get that 2.5 with the 3-goal win with the 6-3. We had that live over that hit. We had the over 1.5 third period hit. Didn't get the goals, but that's okay. We did get everything else in that game last night. And now we're set up for game one, and they'll start on Wednesday, the Oilers and the Panthers, in what should be a tremendous series between the two. And I know I've gone after both of these teams. I'm stunned that Florida's back for the third straight year. It's such a hard, you know, it's so hard to get all the way back to this point, blah, 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 blah. Florida completely shoved it in my face, going for a third straight season. And Edmonton coming back after losing. And I know I keep bringing this up, but there's like a little bit of a stars aligning thing with McDavid here. If you look at the Gretzky and the Crosby comparison, both guys in their first ever cup final lost. Came back against the same team the next year and then beat them. Gretzky with the Islanders, Crosby to the Red Wings, and now here McDavid is playing Florida for the second year in a row. I think Edmonton's going to get it done. I really do. I think both teams are a little bit better than last year, but I think it's Edmonton. And Matthias, the first, I did a couple of plays on NHL today on the grid. And you know, I love the game one series parlay. It's a favorite of mine. And Edmonton to win game one at home and Edmonton to win the series +165. I really like that a lot. And there's some interesting ways you could play McDavid, whether it's Conn Smythe, whether it's lead the series in points, which he did last year with 11 in the Stanley Cup final. There's a lot of ways that you can find a little plus sign if you like the Oilers in this series.
You know, when I look at this series, Mike, I think of, can Skinner keep up the production that he has been on for the last, I don't know, couple weeks? You know, and can Bobrovsky keep doing it as well? I think Bobrovsky's more proven than Skinner, right? You know, as a whole. But Skinner right now, I think he's the reason that you know, a big reason they're actually playing in the Stanley Cup right now is because of him. His play has been stellar. He has taken goals away from the Stars like no other, especially in that game too, Mike, where the Stars could have gone up. You know what I mean? Like, the goalkeepers win you Stanley Cups, in my opinion. And it's like, which one of the two is going to step up and steal games? Because both these teams can score. You know what I mean? So what goalkeeper is going to stun the world and really hold down the fort? And that team will win the Stanley Cup. You know, I just don't think it's going to be Skinner. If you put a gun to my head, I'd still go with Florida. And here's another reason why I like Florida, Mike. What do they do, you know, in the season? You know, they didn't hold the fort and stay pat. You know, they go out and they get Marchand. And look how big Brad Marchand has been in the playoffs. I know he didn't show up right away for the Panthers in the regular season, but man, has he really stepped up and gotten better throughout the playoffs. You know, he's really showed up, and I think he's going to be a reason why the Florida Panthers win the Stanley Cup. I think he's going to put a stamp on it, Mike.
Yeah. I think it's going to be a great series. I think it's going to be a lot different than last year. You know, last year they went seven games in the most unorthodox way you can. Florida winning the first three, Edmonton winning the next three. I think they're going to go seven again, and I think Edmonton to win in seven I had today was +500, and I might have trickled down to +460. But I think it's going to be a much different route to seven this time. I think it's going to be punching back and forth. 1-1 split in Edmonton. 2-2 split in Florida. You know, I think it's going to be more like that. The ball's jumping in Kansas City tonight, by the way. Bobby Witt Jr. just went big fly off of Mize, who he had great career numbers against. And he hadn't hit one in a while. He was due, too. So a big, long shot for Bobby Witt. And Pasquantino just missed one by a little bit as well right after that. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo!
Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Arvin and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Sirius XM 159, great to have you with us here. On a Friday night, heading into the weekend on the grid. Balls are starting to fly out now all over the place. I told you about Bobby Witt Jr. Trevor Story gets one for the Red Sox, a two-run shot off of Grant Holmes. And then Shea Langeliers for the A's. So I deserve this. You know, I like a lot of playing a lot of guys on the A's for homers, because that's what they are. They're, you know, they're a bash and grab team. You know, they got no pitching, but they hit a lot of bombs. And they've been quiet the last few days. Played them a bunch. I said, I'm done with the A's for a few days. I put them on the list. And I guess I should have made that announcement to everybody, so that way everybody could have ran out and played all the A guys tonight. Because Soderstrom, who I played yesterday, he homered. And that's another one of those next day. It always happens. And then Langeliers, who I've been on a little bit, he goes and homers. So that's just kind of how it goes. Home runs. You know, home runs are like, you know, betting home runs, Matias, it's kind of like going fishing sometimes. You know, you can do all the preparation. You can know where the fish are. But there's nights where you're going to go out, or mornings you're going to go out, and you might not get any bites. And then there's mornings where you might go out and you come back with a ton of big catches. And that's kind of betting home runs. It's kind of like fishing. You know, we set ourselves up with as much information as we can.
You know, it's thrilling. You know,
it's thrilling. I love it too. And that's the thing. I love betting the long balls. And, you know, it's, you know, you do the work. You do as much like prep work as you can. Like, there's a lot of things I look at every day, whether the weather that day in the ballpark, previous matchups, who's hitting the ball hard lately, exit velo, barrel, amount of hard hit barrels, all this stuff. Look at all this jargon, and you try to pinpoint the bunch of guys that you want to go after for that day. And some days, they all just, like, look at that, Yelich and Trapman. It was like, was within a minute of each other, bang, bang, and they both come through. And then there's nights where you put in a lot of work and it just doesn't happen. The ball definitely has a little jump in KC. That he caught that ball, but that ball was smoked and was trailing that Drew Water shot he just hit off of Mai. So maybe it might be a good look for some guys live here. Maybe Kerry Carpenter, maybe somebody else. We get a little look on a live homer in this Detroit-Kansas City game, because it looks like out at the K, it's got a little extra zip to it tonight. So we shall see. Do you like the fishing analogy for the homers, Matias? Was that a good one? Do you like the fishing analogy?
It was a good one. It was a good one. Absolutely. You know, I see it. We know it's like when you put good money on a roulette number, when it hits, it feels damn good, and you want a load of cash. You know.
Right.
It feels good. It's like hitting a home run, baby.
Yep.
Yeah, I think Shohei homers tonight in a big game in LA. I don't know if the Dodgers win, but I think Shohei gets a homer. I think Tatis gets a home run tonight for the Padres.
What's his numbers against Fried, Ohtani? Let me see what he's done against him. 3-for-5 with a homer. Ohtani against Max Fried. He's hit him.
Friday Night Lights in LA, big night. Big night tonight.
No,
lots
bets,
of people
by the
at
way.
The game.
Betts hurt his toe or something like that, or he needs to get an X-ray or something, or an MRI on his toe. So no Mookie Betts. So it's Ohtani, Hernandez, Will Smith, Freeman, 1, 2, 3, 4 for the Dodgers, and the Yankees, of course, have Judge in there. Grisham 7-for-15 with a homer off Tony Gonsolin. Judge 1-for-2 with a homer off of Gonsolin. So Gonsolin's given up a lot of bombs. Oh, I don't mind going after him tonight with some Yankee bats. That's for sure. Can we get some more runs for the Brewers for the King of the Diamond? Is that possible? Can we somehow work on that this evening? We shall see. As far as the golf goes, as we hit the weekend, Nick Taylor and Ben Griffin at 7-under share the lead. Akshay Bhatia at 5-unders in solo third. Scottie Scheffler at 4-unders in solo fourth. And then you got Sam Burns, the Irish Bear, Jordan Spieth, all at 3-under. Tom Hoagie, Russell Henley, Xander Schauffele, and Colin Morikawa at 2-under. That's it. 11 guys under par heading into the weekend. And honestly, I think all those guys are within 5 of the lead. It's one of those 9 that's going to win this golf tournament. And I do think the guys at 2-under right now have a chance to win. I think they got a chance to win. We'll take a look and see if any of the numbers better. We should get Coach coming up here in a moment, too, as we're going to talk about the Knicks and the Pacers, game number 6 in Indiana tomorrow night. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Great to have you with us here on the grid. Mike Carver here with you. No Joe. Joe's out on assignment all week long. He'll be back on Monday. So we've had a lot of our friends stop by all week. And it's good to have Coach James Young stopping by as well. Coach, it's good to see you as always, my man. And why is Coach here tonight? Because somebody has got to pump up the New York Knicks. Now, obviously, we did coast to coast today. Me and Scotty and Pharrell thinks, you know, Pharrell, Indiana's going to beat him. Indiana's covering. Indiana's going to beat him. It's over. It's over. So we got to get Coach to pump up the Knicks a little bit here as we get ready for this sixth game coming up on Saturday. Coach, good to see you. First off, let's start here. I think the weird thing about the Knicks in this series is the two games where they gave the burn to all the guys off the bench are the two games they've won, right? Like, you think about it, the two games where, yeah, whether it be by foul trouble or just by Tibbs actually giving guys a chance, right? Damn it, you go on. Those are the games they've won, Coach. Those, and it seems to me like as much as you want to say, well, it's got to be Brunson and it's got to be Cat, and yeah, obviously those guys got to play huge roles. I think they got to find a way to get these other guys involved too, because at least in this series, those are the nights they've won.
Well, Mike, it's kind of amazing here because I want people to really think about how Tibbs is, right? Tibbs plays his guys, right? We know what it is. Right. Brunson, Bridges, OG, Cat, you know, obviously Mitch, Hart. Those are kind of his guys. He goes to about seven guys he really trusts. But when you think about that, Brunson, Cat, minus defenders. Hart, questionable defender.
Yeah.
So what this has done is DeLon Wright, Larry Shamet, Deuce McBride, I'm not even saying great defenders. I'm just saying better defenders. Right. And a team, Mike, with Indiana that could run guys in and out. See, here's the thing. Indiana beats you by the war of attrition, right? They run 10 guys at you. They run them, they run them, they run them, they run them, they run you. And then you kind of run out of legs. When you really think about this series, game one, Knicks probably ran out of legs, up by 12 points, you know, 2.5 minutes left to go. Game two, you know, about a 3-4 minute stretch, you got outscored. Otherwise, they won that game. And game four, same thing. Start and ending of quarters. So Tibbs in game three had no choice. None. Game five, he kind of went and took the choice of playing these guys. And I think that is the key thing, is that. Number two, and I said, I think I said it on Coast to Coast with Scotty. The Knicks had to split up Cat and Brunson's minutes. Because Cat don't play great with Brunson. Brunson can play great with anyone, but you got to have offensive balance. So you bring Mitchell Robinson in, better defensively, more balance. Hart goes to the second group, better offense. But now, Mike, you are now having, at times, ready? You have, obviously, Cat with guys like Achiuwa, Shamet, Deuce, you know, Wright, strong defenders that can switch 1 through 4, and the offense can go through Cat, and all of them can knock down shots on the perimeter, so the floor is spaced. It's like Tibbs fell into it, but now is Tibbs going to be like the Tibbs we know, which is, you know, I'm going to run my guys, or he's going to look at someone like Deuce McBride and say, I got to play him more. Look at Larry Shepard, I got to play him more. And maybe at times look at Josh Hart, who was awful in game four, and say, maybe I got to play him a little bit less.
You know, it sucks, Coach, because obviously, you know, you could play this game all the time. Ifs and buts or candy and nuts, every day would be Christmas. But, I mean, they completely threw away the first game. Like, I mean, they completely threw away the first game. And, you know, there's a world where they're going into Indiana to close to potentially win this series tomorrow. Like, it just, I know it's hard to look at it that way because it probably changes the dynamic of the series if the Knicks end up winning that first. Who knows? But, Coach, I still can't believe five games in now, heading to game six, that they melted down the way that they did at the end of that first game. I still can't believe it.
It was a meltdown of epic proportions, and it was mistakes being made all over the place. But then I could look around as a basketball guy, not as a Knicks fan, and say, I mean, we stole the first two games out of Boston. We don't have any business winning any of those two games either.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like it kind of evens itself out. Yeah, it was a tough pill to swallow that game one, the way they finished out. But it sets up an interesting spot here because a Knicks team, you notice, Mike, they're way better on the road than they are at home. And Indiana has been the underdog, the underdog, the underdog. No one expected them to honestly win. I don't know anybody. If anybody thought Indiana was going to win game five in New York, they were nuts. But now the pressure's on them. Can they handle the pressure of being a favorite and knowing that if they don't, listen, I don't listen to a lot of what Charles Barkley says, but I think Charles Barkley's right. If they don't win tomorrow, it's going to be a hard time for them to come back and win game seven. This is different than last year when the Knicks limped to the finish line. The Pacers won game six, and then no one was left for the Knicks in game seven. This will be 3-1, lose after you won two in New York, and then lose in your home building. That would be a really tough thing for a team that's never been to the finals in 25 years for them to come back and win a game seven. But the Knicks still have to win game six first.
Right, and even though it is the same Pacer team, and people will look at it blindly and go, well, they went to New York and won a game seven last year. You know, that wouldn't be a problem for them if they had to go and do it. They've done it before. And yes, there is a little bit of that, I think, but you're right. It's how you get to that game seven. It's going to be a different, you know, the path that you take to get there is going to be different. And if the Knicks are walking into the Garden on Monday night, that means they're coming off what would be great wins in games five and six potentially tomorrow night. And it changes the wave of emotions and the wave of just how everything is moving. I got 1 minute, then we'll come back and start getting some plays for the game. What's this Halliburton guy's deal, Coach? Like, I know that he's been all the talk with the overrated thing, and then is he a superstar? Is he this? Is he that? I think he's a real good player, but man, he could be annoying as hell out on that court, Coach, with some of the stuff that he does. But you don't see it when they're losing. Like last night, when they're getting smashed, you don't hear anything out of him.
Yeah, the thing that bothered me, not with the fact that they lost, but if you watched him walking off the floor, he was, like, laughing. And I'm saying to myself, like, bro, you just got all the pressure on you, and you took seven shots? Now, I do say this. We'll get into the commercial break after the commercial break. There were things that New York did schematically, defensively, and offensively that changed the series. The question is, what does Rick Carlisle do to offset what Tom Thibodeau did in game five?
Yep. We'll come back, and we will do all that with Coach. We'll get some thoughts and some plays here for it, and we'll give you all the numbers for the Knicks and the Pacers, game number six, tomorrow night in Indiana. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio. Coach hanging out. No trouble this week. We're back on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic.
Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Friday night here on the grid. Joe out. Coach Young's hanging out as we get ready for the Knicks and the Pacers. Game 6 on Saturday night. All right, Coach. As of this moment that we are sitting here, we have got Pacers minus 3.5. 219 flat for the total, which, you know, the total's been, you know how the total goes. The games that Indiana's won, it's completely flown over the total. And these last couple games where the Knicks have won, it's been under the total, which is where they want to be. I mean, that's, so I think the total, Coach, is going to correlate to whoever you think is going to win.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It's either Pacers and over or Knicks and under. Because of the fact of if the Knicks did what they did in game number 4, where they had 17 turnovers and the Pacers had 20 fast break points, that's how the Pacers want to win. They want to get out of transition and run, but then in the get out of transition and run, they want to lull you into their game. New York is on the other hand, and here's the thing, folks: New York Pacers do a really good job, Mike, of getting in transition even after makes. So what I talked about before in the commercial break, there were a couple of things I saw out of the Knicks that was a little bit different. Number one, they did something we call jam the outlet, meaning on makes or misses, instead of getting it to Halliburton, he's got free reign up the floor. They got someone close to him, so now he's got to retreat back towards the ball. Number two, they picked him up in the backcourt, Mike, with Mikal Bridges. I thought put OG on him, but Bridges in the backcourt, you turn him once or twice in the backcourt, Mike, that's another 3 seconds off the shot clock, and now you're getting into your action a little bit later. So I think that was key on what New York did defensively. They did offensively, I thought that was extremely smart, is hopefully people notice this. You notice Brunson did not bring the ball up the floor all the time. They got him the ball, Mike, on the run, meaning handoffs. Why? Because if Aaron Naismith's in front of you, Mike, and on a catch, and you're flat-footed, he's strong enough to bump you off your spot. When you get him on the run with that bad right ankle, then it's a little bit harder for Aaron to move. So watch for that early and see if Indiana then turns around and doubles everything. Do they double those handoffs, especially with Naismith chasing, because that is where Brunson got dangerous on the move. And then you got the switches, and then you got a couple of what we call walk down threes, where you walk into it, big backs up because you think Brunson's going to the basket, and he shoots a three over you. So that's what I want to see. So when you think about the props, where do you go? For New York, I'm not going to Brunson. This is all about Cat. This is all about Cat. This guy averaged 30.3 points per game in the regular season. He's going over 3 straight. And all 3 of them, he's been in foul trouble. If Cat stays out of foul trouble, and with the dumb fouls, right, the committing fouls at half court and grabbing people, he can go for 30. They refuse to move this thing more than 22.5. I've been waiting for this thing to come in at 23, 24.5, at 22.5, Cat over 22.5, and someplace like FanDuel, you can get him, I think it's over 4.5 points at plus money. For Cat, that's a 2 and a 3. Boom, you cash in. So look at Cat, 4 over 4.5 points first quarter, Cat over 22.5. Other side, if I'm looking at Halliburton getting picked up in the backcourt, right? You got to now look at guys who can create your own shot. There's only 2 of them that I can count, in my opinion, on Indiana besides Halliburton. One is obvious, is Pascal Siakam. The other one is Benedict Mathurin, because he can get to the basket, he's strong, and he can knock down free throws. He's gotten 20 and 23 points the last 2 games. His points prop is 10.5. They also put him on Brunson a little bit because he's bigger and thicker, and I think Aaron Naismith is compromised. Cat over 22.5, Benedict Mathurin over 10.5 tomorrow night.
I like it, Coach. I went last night with the Josh Hart double-double, and it was in the plus 240s, and it's plus 260, 265 tomorrow night again. Like, I know that there's a little bit of this different dynamic now with him not starting the game, but it doesn't really matter because he's still getting the burn. Like, it's not like because he's not starting, he lost 5 or 7 minutes off of what he was playing. He's still out there, and he's involved in everything. So, I mean, the double-double just got across the line last night. I think it's a silly number for him, honestly. I think it should be in the ones, personally. Plus 260 for him to have a double-double. I like that a lot.
Yeah, because number one, he's going to be a rebounding machine, right? Two, he should be able to get there in the points, provided that he doesn't just have brain farts, particularly defensively.
Right.
But three, with that second unit, Mike, he's running the point, and they're putting the ball in his hands a little bit and letting Brunson be off the ball. Honestly, I would look at it, and I would put a small sprinkle. If there's a guy who can get a triple-double, and how much?
55-1. 55-1.
A couple of bucks on Josh Hart for a triple-double. If that game gets up and down, he's going to get the assists and the rebound. Just, can he get the point?
Doesn't he have one in the play? How many?
He's got a couple in the playoffs, doesn't he? Yeah, I think he has two.
Remember,
two in the playoffs.
Yeah, yep. He's got two in the playoffs.
I would definitely look at that. If 55, why not?
When he's dishing like that, the assists sometimes do rack up for him. And if it's a game that maybe does get into a little bit of a track meet style of a situation, then yeah, he's got an absolute shot to pick any of that up. I want the Knicks to win, Coach. I'm not a Knicks fan. I'm not a bang the drum Knicks guy. I would like to see a game seven on Monday night. I'm skeptical though, Coach. I'm not gonna lie. I'm not like on Scotty's level where he was telling me today he thinks they're gonna get blown out. I think the Knicks are absolutely gonna be in the game, but I think it's gonna be a very, very tough game for them. Now I'm gonna squeeze a couple more minutes out of Coach, and then we'll get him out of here at the top of the hour. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, Sirius XM 159. Coach James Young is with us. Joe's out all week. We'll come back and finish up with Coach right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Well, you know, we're spending so much time here about the Knicks in Indiana and, you know, can they force a game seven? Can we do all this? Can we do all that? Meanwhile, Coach, Joe just tweeted at me. That's why I had Joe on my mind. Meanwhile, Coach, at the end of the day, does any of it really matter? Because the winner of this series is going to get completely smoked by Oklahoma City in the finals.
Not much. I will say this. There's a reason why, if you look at FanDuel, the Knicks actually, by their odds, are actually given a better chance of beating Oklahoma City than the Pacers.
Mm-hmm.
And if the Knicks were to win, the odds for the Knicks to win the championship will jump over the Pacers, not just because it's going to be at MSG. It's because the Knicks are, if the Knicks defend the way they did, and they're physical the way that they are, it could pose maybe some issues for Oklahoma City. If the Knicks made the finals and played like that, I could see the Knicks stealing two games. Six max. I don't think the Pacers have the defensive acumen, because here's the thing. I don't think people realize, like, whatever Indiana can do, Oklahoma City can do better. They're better offensively. They're more offensively diverse. They're more athletic. They're deeper. The only thing is they may be better coached than Indiana, and they're way better defensively, because you know what they do. Like a guy like Caruso will put Halliburton in jail, an absolute jail. And then when he's done, Lou Dort's going to take him. When you talk about the fact that, oh, well, Aaron Naismith made Jalen Brunson work. Right. SGA and Jalen Williams are 6'5". It's a completely different animal. So to me, yeah, the Knicks will pose a bigger problem for Oklahoma City, but Oklahoma City would beat the Knicks in six, where I think they could honestly beat the Pacers in five, maybe even sweep them.
I agree with you a little bit on the Indiana point. I think that they do everything they do 10 times better. And it might be a complete smash job, whereas, like you said, if it's the Knicks, there's some other things that they do that maybe would be a problem for Oklahoma. But you look at all these records, Coach, that they've broken this year. Most double-digit wins, best ATS going into the finals ever, 63. Like, it all adds up, Coach, to, I mean, this is a young team without any, and Shea's, you know, obviously probably got to do a little more before he starts to get maybe the recognition that the all-time greats of this game get, obviously, but they're going to have a historic all-time season if they rip through the finals and destroy whoever they play. And where are they going to, like, be in the pantheon of, like, because the numbers say that they should be talked about with some of the greatest teams ever. But you and I both know, because there isn't a LeBron, a Shaq, a Magic, because they don't have a guy like that, a Curry, you know, they won't be put in that. And maybe Shea becomes that and gets to that level down the line. But interesting where this team will be historically if they do go and smash the final.
Well, Mike, it's a couple of things. Number one, their best player is Canadian. It's not an American-born player. Okay, so that's number one. Number two, if you take away Oklahoma City and close your eyes, and you say they're in New York, L.A., Miami, Dallas, Chicago, Philadelphia, you have a way different thought process. It's about also where they're located is going to be something. It's going to be amazing. And here's the thing. The pathway they got, they beat the teams with Biden, and they beat Joker. But it's not like they went through LeBron or they went through Curry to get there. It's a little bit different. But at the end of the day, you're talking about, because of the fact that the first round is seven games, not five, they're the first team to have 80 wins going into the finals. That's wild.
They have 62 wins by double digits or something like that. Like,
and that's the only thing I'll say really quickly before we end. That's going to be the only tricky thing is, tight game, so they tighten up. That's where you can get it.
Man, I don't know. I don't think there'll be any tight games. Coach, enjoy the game tomorrow night. Go New York, go New York, go. Coach James Young with us. Harvard Elite, we got another hour to go.
At Ability Chiropractic, we believe every child deserves to grow up healthy, strong, and connected to the incredible power within their own body. From infants to adults, our doctors specialize in purposeful chiropractic care that restores balance between the brain and body, helping you and your family live and heal the way you were designed to, naturally. Families across Columbus are choosing to build lifelong wellness from the start. Discover what true health feels like at Ability Chiropractic. Schedule your visit today at abilitychiro.com.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of the Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play the Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
The holidays are here, and that means it's the most wonderful time of the year.
to save with Rakuten. Use Rakuten to stack cash back at your favorite stores on top of holiday sales. That's savings on savings. With Rakuten, you can get cash back on gifts for everyone on your list. From toys for the kids, to kitchen gear for the person who loves to cook, to electronics for everyone. You can even save on something for yourself. Just shop the stores you love, and cash back is automatically added to your account. And you can get paid with gift cards, PayPal, or check. Or eligible American Express card members can even choose to earn membership rewards points instead of cash back. It's truly a no-brainer. Join for free today and get a new member bonus after minimum qualifying purchases. Just go to Rakuten.com, download the app, or install the browser extension. That's Rakuten. Terms and conditions apply.